It's Melissa Moore still hanging out with you on this Sunday morning. And we were just talking about the Ronald McDonald House Charities of Denver. Fantastic organization. And another great organization that could use your help is A Precious Child. Courtney Wickberg, the Chief Communications Officer, with me this morning. Hi, Courtney.
Hi, Melissa. How's it going?
Going fantastic. Well, first off, tell us a little bit, for folks that are not familiar with A Precious Child, what you do, who you are.
Yeah, A Precious Child is a nonprofit that provides opportunities and resources to children and families in need. We really provide cradle-to-career programming. We truly believe that, you know, it takes a village to help raise a child, and we view A Precious Child as that village. Kids need so much when they're growing up. They need access to basic essentials like clothing, shoes, food, hygiene items, all the way to opportunities to being involved in sports and education and the arts, and then even having mentorship and workforce development opportunities. We really try to have programming that fills in the gaps of services so that the kids that we're serving have the exact same opportunities and resources as their peers.
Yeah, I love what you all do. But tell the story, because it is such a great story of how A Precious Child came to be.
Yeah, we're so excited. We just celebrated our 15th anniversary on November 11th, but we started in 2008 out of our CEO and founder's garage. Karina Martin started A Precious Child back in 2008, and she saw a huge need in the community, and she just felt led to do something about it. And so she met with the leaders at the time. She met with our police chief, our mayor, even some of the teachers and the other nonprofits in the area to figure out what was that true need. What could she help fill so that these kids that she was seeing, you know, during winter time, not having coats, not having those essentials, what could she do to actually make a difference? And so that's how A Precious Child was born. And we started with just providing basic essentials. But as we continued to grow and serve the community, we just kept seeing all of these different needs of the community and of the children that we are serving, so that we just kept stepping up our game to be able to provide as much as we could to these children, because every single child deserves to have, you know, the very basic essentials met and having the same opportunity as their peers. And so that's all that we're trying to do, is just bring all those kids up to that same level of playing field.
Well, and explain, because it is such a great way how the organization works and how you give so much dignity to the families that are needing help. Walk us through how that process starts with a family in need of help, and then describe the warehouse and what that looks like when they go in there.
Yeah, I love our resource center and our donation center space. We have about 26,000 square feet of space that we have dedicated to our families. And so when a family is referred by one of our 300 agency partners, they are able to come in and shop free of charge in our store. And again, dignity is the biggest thing that we have at A Precious Child. We're very intentional with our service delivery, because any one of us could very well be in a situation where we need to receive help. So we're always trying to put ourselves in that place to say, how would I want to be treated? How would I want my child to be treated? And making sure that our program service delivery meet those standards. And so when families come to our resource center, they meet with a member of our team who goes over and helps connect them to different resources in the community, talk about all of the programs that we offer, and then they're able to shop free of charge in our resource center. And we have shopping carts. We actually had our friends at TJ Maxx come and help us set up our store so that it looks like as much of a store as possible. The only difference is that everything is free, and it's always so encouraging when the families are shopping. They get to pick out 40 items of clothing per person in their family, infant to adult. But my heart always warms when I see a family shopping and a kiddo runs up to mom and they're like, oh my gosh, mom, can I get this? And mom's like, of course, put it in the cart. Because I always have to think, I'm like, how many times has that mom had to say, no, we can't afford that, put it back.
Right.
But at A Precious Child, she gets to say yes. She gets to provide for her family. She gets to make sure that her kids have everything that they need. And then the way that we keep that store stocked is that we rely heavily on the community for donations. And so we see on average about 4,000 pounds of donations every single day. And again, going back to dignity being such a key component in our programming, we're very picky with what we put on our store floor, because we want our families to go through the best of the best of the clothing that we get in. And so we have on an annual basis about 8,000 volunteers who will help us process our donations and make sure that all of our programs run efficiently. So there's tons of ways to also help a precious child, too, because we always need that support in making sure that our families have a ton of options and they have, you know, really good options to choose from for their families.
Right. And tell us a little bit about what you do during the holidays, because besides taking care of the basics, you also help families out at the holiday time.
Yeah. Again, every child deserves to be celebrated. They deserve to have the exact same things that their peers do. And a big component of that is being able to celebrate the holidays. And for so many of the families in Colorado, that's just not possible. It's been really tough this year with inflation and rising house costs and, you know, you name it. It just has hit so many families. And so A Precious Child will work with our families. We collect the top three gift wishes of the children that we work with, and then we put them on tags. We have a great website that family or that donors can go to and actually sponsor a child so that these kids are getting something that they want for the holidays. But then we take that additional step to ask for donations of wrapping paper, and then we intentionally leave the gifts unwrapped to donate to mom and dad so they get to be a part of the process. They get to wrap the gift themselves. They get to see what they're giving their child. So really going back to that dignity component and making sure that that family is still able to celebrate the holiday how they would typically celebrate it. We want it to be as normal as possible for them. But this year, we have a hefty goal of supporting more than 10,000 children. So we have lots of work to do because Christmas is quickly approaching. And so we're so excited to just share what we're doing so that the community can really help sponsor those kids and make sure that all of these kids have a very Merry Christmas.
And so folks can sponsor, because 10,000 kids is a lot. Folks can sponsor an individual child, but they can also just make a donation that will go to a child, right? How does that work on the website?
Exactly. We try to make it as easy as possible. So some people love, like I have a 5-year-old little boy, so I love going through and sponsoring another five-year-old little boy so that my kiddo can actually be a part of it and seeing, you know, being able to shop for him and having that be the whole process. But we also want to make it really easy for donors to get involved. So if you only have time to donate $50, that allows us to actually go buy the gift and make sure that that child is covered. And then you can also go on, see exactly what that kiddo wants, and then go shopping for that kiddo as well. So we try to make it really easy. You can also go on Amazon and sponsor a child that way to be able to get them every single gift they want and then have it just shipped directly to a precious child if you don't have time to go to the store. So we try to make it really easy, giving you several different options so that you're able to help get involved during the holiday season and give back to the community.
And 10,000 kids is a lot. Is that number higher this year than we've seen previous years?
It's higher, and it's not even scratching the surface, unfortunately. We already have an emergency wait list that is more than 4,000 children on that emergency wait list. And so we know the need this year is huge, and 10,000 is our goal to hit our initial support number. So any dollars or any gifts that are extra beyond that, we're just able to support more children and that are in need in the community.
And what is the deadline for being able to do this?
So we try to make sure that every child and every family is set up well before the holidays. So gift drop off December 8th. I know that kind of sounds early, but obviously it takes a ton of time to sort, make sure that all the kiddos have, you know, that $50 value of gift. And so there's a lot of checks and processes that need to happen. And so we try to have all those gifts to a precious child by December 8th so that we can make sure that they are distributed appropriately before the final drop-off deadline.
And then, so the 8th is when the gifts need to be there. And then is there a day that the parents stop by to pick up the gifts and pick up the wrapping paper?
Yes, it's my favorite day of the year. So those happen the week of that next week. So December 14th and 15th, we have our distribution days where families are picking up gifts, picking up wrapping paper, and just being able to, you know, get all that stuff taken care of so that they can celebrate the holidays with their families. But it's so fun because, you know, you have about 1,000 families that are coming in that day to get everything that they need.
Right.
But it's so encouraging because it's also a huge show of the community that amount of support of people in the community is giving back to make sure that kids are taken care of during the holidays.
Yeah, I know. Our company is sending folks up there, and I'm so excited to be up there with you for that day. And I'm sure you hear a lot of stories from families. What kinds of things do they tell you?
It takes everything you can not to cry, because families are just so incredibly thankful. They work so hard. These are families that have 2-3 jobs. They are working overtime. They are doing everything they can, but rent prices keep increasing, food prices keep increasing, and they do everything they can to keep up. And during the holidays, those extra things, they just can't afford them. So when we're actually able to provide the gifts for those families, the tears and the hugs and, you know, the stories of what they've had to overcome that past this past year to get to where they are now, you know, every single story just hits you so deeply because, you know, to you, it's, you know, a $50 gift. It's, you know, a few Barbies and some clothes. But to that family, that is their opportunity to celebrate their child, to celebrate a special day as a family. And so we get to be a small piece of that, but it means so much to the families that we serve.
I was going to say that has got to be a super emotional and also gratifying day when you see the families come in and leave with gifts and you see all those kids that you know are now taken care of.
Yeah, we know that they're going to be able to, you know, go down if they celebrate Christmas. We know that they're going to be able to go down on Christmas morning and have gifts under the tree. We know that, those parents are going to feel proud providing for their families and that they, you know, got to wrap the gifts together on Christmas Eve like they always do. And that family is going to have a normal holiday. So that just makes your heart swell.
Yeah. All right. So the gift giving, it's open until December 8th. And I know you said there's so many different options. There's shopping on Amazon, having it sent directly to a precious child. You can go online and donate money. You can buy gifts. So families who choose to buy gifts for a certain child, they have to actually bring it up and drop it off, correct?
Yes. Or you can obviously do it on Amazon too. And then on that little gift receipt put, because each child has a specific code that allows us to see, you know, who the parents are and all the background information that we need to know. So as long as that code and the child's first name is on there, we're able to connect that to the right child and family. But you can just go to our website at apreciouschild.org and all of that information can be found there, and easy ways to get involved and things to do that way.
Right. And you said it's a $50 kind of a minimum. Am I correct to make sure each child has a gift worth $50?
Yes. Yeah. So we ask for the minimum of at least $50. And like I said, that can be, you know, a few Barbies and some Barbie clothes. And then at our main resource center up in Broomfield, we check every single gift that comes in to ensure that that child has at least $50. And then, you know, if it just has one Barbie, we're going to throw in two more Barbies to make sure that that child is well taken care of.
Absolutely. And I know Colorado Gives Day is coming up, and that's an important day for you all as well. Tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, Colorado Gives Day. I mean, I feel so lucky to live in Colorado because they have such a special day that is dedicated to focusing on the amazing organizations and nonprofits that help the community. And Colorado Gives Day is just the perfect example of that. So this year it is on Tuesday, December 5th. And the cool thing that they're doing this year is that you can go onto the Colorado Gives Day website right now, and any donation that is made from now until December 5th will go to those Colorado Gives Day funds, which just is really focused on providing organizations, obviously like A Precious Child, to really help run our programming throughout the year. And so it's a day that is dedicated to just helping nonprofits continue doing the good work that they do. And so we always encourage, it's really our end of year campaign that we really encourage our donors to give to Colorado Gives Day and just be able to share that they're able to help support A Precious Child on December 5th.
And Courtney, tell me, how important are the donors here in Colorado, the individual donors, not just the corporations that help you out and give?
Oh, our donors, again, I'm obviously very biased, but they're some of the best people in the world, you know. They understand the huge need in the community, and they just continue to show up. Because obviously everyone has different ways to give. Obviously monetarily helps us a ton, but we rely so heavily on volunteers, people to help us, you know, sort through donations, help us sort through toys, help us fill backpacks during the summertime for kids. It's those individuals and those families. The cool thing about our volunteers is that we also allow kids as young as 5 to come in and volunteer with their parents. And so you can really start teaching your child at a young age what it means to give back. And our volunteers just continue to show up every single time and just really help us run our programs efficiently. Last year, we served more than 57,000 children, and that is humanly impossible with our staff of 40. So relying heavily on our volunteers to help make that happen. I just feel so lucky to have such an amazing community that truly believes in what we're doing.
Yeah, and the work that you're doing is phenomenal, and there's programs all through the year. Obviously, we've just been touching on some of the holiday ones going on right now, but you do, like you mentioned, the backpack program and just different things to help out the children and the families here in Colorado. For folks that want more information, that want to volunteer, whether it's money or time, what do they need to do?
They can just go to our website at apreciouschild.org, and you'll find all the information that you need there to either sign up for a volunteer shift or sign up for a volunteer orientation, different ways to give, whether monetarily or your time. And you can do everything on our website, and we can get you going that way.
All right. Courtney Whitberg, Chief Communications Officer with A Precious Child, thank you so much for your time today, and best of luck going into the holiday season. I know you all are working hard.
Yeah, thank you so much.
I'm Melissa Moore. Thank you for spending this Sunday with us. We appreciate you being here. And for more information on either of these two great organizations, you'll find it at the radio station's website that you're listening to right now. Go out, have a blessed Sunday, be kind to everyone, and I'll see you back here next week.